I wish to each one a very pleasant good morning. I'm happy to have you in our audience and hope and pray that the seeds of truth is beneficial to each one. Are you writing down the scriptures so that you may study them further in the privacy of your own home? And I want you not to accept anything just because I say it. Be sure that what I say and the application of what I say is in agreement with the unsearchable riches of God's Word. Measure everything that you hear by the standard of the truth of the Word of God. Your speaker is Robert Swain. Last Saturday, I spoke on the subject, the work of the Holy Spirit. And evidently, such a sublime subject cannot be covered in a single 15-minute lesson. I introduced a passage from 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and spent a very brief time in discussing it. In our study this morning, I wish to go back to that passage and go just a little deeper in studying it. So turn with me now and we shall read again 1 Corinthians chapter 13, beginning with verse 8 and reading through the end of the chapter. Love never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall be done away. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall be done away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I felt as a child. I thought as a child. Now that I'm become a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know fully, even as also I am known. But now abideth faith, hope, love, these three, and the greatest of these is love. You'll note from this reading, prophecies were to fail. To prophesy meant to make known by inspiration God's revelation. Paul did not say that the revelation would prove to be a failure. He's saying that the gift of prophesying would come to an end, be abolished. God chose prophecy to make known his will to man, and when that will was completed, there would be no longer any need for prophecy. And so prophecy was to fail, to cease. When? When all of divine revelation was completed. You notice also that tongues were to cease. In Acts 2, we learn that to speak in tongues was to speak in another language. It's not some gibberish, but an actual language, a language that was understood by the hearers. It was a miracle that when men could speak in a language that they had not studied or did not know, and that they would be understood, because those people stated in Acts 2 and 11, we hear them speaking in our tongues the mighty works of God. Paul states that tongues were to cease. Does that mean that other languages were to cease? No. It means that the ability to speak in another language that one had no knowledge of would cease. One of the nine gifts of the Spirit was the ability to speak in a different language, and language that you had not been brought up in. That ability was to cease. Paul also states that knowledge shall vanish away. When Paul said knowledge, he was not referring to information gained through study or experience. He's not referring to a time when people would become ignoramuses when they have no knowledge. Paul is referring to the miraculous gifts of the Spirit, one of the nine mentioned in chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians, verses 4 through 11. Have you read those? This knowledge was the knowledge that one gained by direct revelation of the Holy Spirit. It was the kind of knowledge that Paul refers to when he said, "For I make known to you, brethren, as touching the gospel which was preached to me, that it was not after man, for neither did I receive it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came to me through revelation of Jesus Christ." Galatians 1, 11 and 12. Paul stated that knowledge was in part, and prophesying was in part. He also